NRP S2E28, Making Pixel Art. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This week, we're going to be talking about making pixel art. Now, you're probably saying, pixel art? Isn't this like 2013, 21st century? What's up with that? Hey man, there's also retro gaming. There's also retro pixel art comics. There's stuff like, you know, Diesel Sweeties. There's all kinds of pixel art movies. There's a lot of reasons to make pixel art, and one of them is because I've just been thinking about it. So, you're saying to yourself, okay, if I want to do pixel art today's age, I mean, there's ways to do it. You know, back in the old days, they had to do pixel art because there was only so much. You know, you had to get out the graph paper and actually design your characters that way. And even today, you can use graph paper if you want. It's a nice system. But also, nowadays, we have things like programs like Photoshop that have grids. And of course, MS Paint is the standard. Old, you know, you can still use it. I'll link you to the ultimate MS Paint image where this guy made this huge scrolling portrait with a mouse, and he's like, I didn't cheat and use another program to make this. He's like, I'm surprised my mouse still works. And, you know, you can use MS Paint. It's got that spray can feature for blending, and that's just, I don't know, man, that would drive me crazy. But there's also specifically programs for making pixel art. You know, I mean, back in the day, like with Amiga systems and stuff like that, these programs were the only way to make art. And now it's like, since you can have old computer systems, you know, emulated on your computer, you know, you can run these old programs. You can there are programs now that use, you know, that are exclusive designed to try and make stuff like the old art. Like Graphic Scale on the Windows computer is very popular for doing pixel art, and on Mac there's Pixin, which I've used the free version on their website. Now they got a version in the App Store, which is worth checking out, and you can do animations with it. As a guy who's spent a lot of time doing animations, I'm sure, you know, for like the game developer who just wants to come out with some graphics and a quick walk cycle, you know, it looks really awesome. But for like me, you know, it's like I'm used to huge 1080p and higher, you know, resolution and doing stuff, and then going to pixels, it kind of freaks me out a little bit, and it's a little frustrating that, okay, I gotta line this up to make a sprite sheet, and, Now, like, again, as I said, I'm using the old version that was like, you know, the old beta version or whatever they've got on their site, and then I'm sure the new version is all slick and awesome. You know, for what it is, I mean, it's weird to, you know, again, from drawing, like, you know, detailed stuff with, if you're used to using, like, alias brushes and stuff, to go straight to either it's black or it's white, it's a one or a zero, you know, it's like, it's a little weird to be drawing pixels. Like, I guess I'm probably more comfortable drawing in a higher res program and then bumping it down, which is totally fine as well. There's also things like paint.net. I think Notch from Mojang uses that. There's also ProMotion for Windows, Tile Studio Windows, Ultimate Paint Windows, Pickle, which is a cross-platform one. You know, I've noticed a lot of these are Windows things, which I guess kind of makes sense in that, you know, sure, Mac had, you know, some pixel games and everything, but a lot of the pixel art and a lot of the early gaming and stuff happened on Windows machines, so like they're emulating Windows 3.1, 3.0, whatever. There's also Pixel Edit, Windows, Mac, GraphX 2, Linux, and Windows. A lot of programs for making pixel art. You know, and again, you can just go into Photoshop. And an interesting tip I read recently from R. Stevens of Diesel Sweeties is that you can scale pixels as much. You know, it's all a matter of how you set your scaling in Photoshop. If you set it to nearest neighbor, you can scale pixels infinitely up and down. So you can draw really small, and then blow it up huge, or draw really big and shrink it down. You know, as long as you have it set to nearest neighbor in Photoshop, it'll always come in clear. Because that's the thing, is when you scale things in Photoshop, just like when you save in JPEG, when you scale, it might be going, this color and this color, what can I do to maximize space? Well, they're not going to want this detail right here. And if you're doing a small pixel illustration, yeah, you kind of want those little tiny pixels. But anyway, I'm also going to link you to some tutorials. There's Mark's Pixel Art Tutorial, Noobtorials, which is a very nice title, Pixel Art Photoshop Tutorials, Pixel Art Tutorial. So you want to be a pixel artist, which is actually a very nice dissertation on it, as well as tutorials, and creating pixel art. I mean, nowadays, there's entire forums about, you know, people who are into the retro, man, I want to go back and play, you know, draw pixel art, you know, stuff like, you know, I mean, it's been big for people who, the big indie game scene, you know, people who want to make retro style games because it's a lot easier to do pixel art. You don't even need anything more than a mouse to do it sometimes. You know, I mean, that helps. I mean, if you got a tablet and stuff like that now, it's, you know, that's infinitely easier, but, you know, for people who are, but anyway, it's, you know, it's big on the pixel art scene, a lot for the retro gamers and retro art people. There's, you know, the Scott Pilgrim game, stuff like that. You know, that kind of brings it back. Now there's Mercenary Kings, you know, stuff like that, that have really great pixel art, which is just, it's interesting. I don't know, I haven't done much of it yet, but, you know, I'm putting all these links out there as, here's the stuff I found. I'm sure if I do more research and find more great links and stuff, I'll link them on the blog and maybe in some podcasts down the road. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on the other side. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.